This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in this linear time flow is that middle of the fall, 2019. Actually, I am having the rain outside of my window and ready to share the moments in a co-creating energy of oneness. So let us come together as a weekly check-in to consciously connect as one using a breath deeper into consciously guiding ourselves, aligning to a zero point as the quickest meditation. Allow my voice guide your attention and to connect whole being in you in our co-creating field as one. And after that, the focus I like to give this week is that we can choose to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of the future now. To be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of the future now. In the second segment, I would like to give an intuitive reading as usual, using 3 minutes to deliver the insight for those who requested the personal reading. Today's pick is from the Life Path. Life Path. If you'd like to request a personal intuitive energy reading, please send me a personal message or an email. You can reach me from the description of the platform you are listening to this podcast, Ninja Intuitive, or Facebook or Twitter at June Universe. Look forward to intuiting your needs. So that's going to be the second segment. And first, I would like to start with our conscious breathing exercise, guided meditation experience. To do so, I would like you to get your favorite drinks if you can get in handy. I have a coffee cup in my hand today. Anything will make you feel comfortable, water or tea or anything. Maybe it's in the evening and perhaps the glass of wine or alcohol, anything that would make you feel good. No need to force you to choose something good for your body or you heard something useful for whatever that purpose there, but doesn't taste good. No, it's maybe you can choose it for some other time. But here, just we would like to treat ourselves as helping us connecting to the good feeling, allowing ourselves neutralizing here now. And that drink is such a helpful tool for us to send in the information to our awareness where our physical body is located. Because we have other bodies, like mind body is thinking about the past or thinking about future, and thinking about someone in long distance or the past, or and the feeling is connected to what we are thinking, or maybe disconnected to what we are thinking. So our emotional body is also there too. And aligning to here now at one energetic being, it's good to be noticing where the physical body is, and every other part of ourselves can be in align with this body, physical body. And drinking something or chewing something, eating something is helpful to notice where we are physically located in our body. So, and what we do is to intake in all the air, fresh air, energy around us from the nose, counting three slowly, and then keep it in your body and circulate the new fresh energy that helping to refreshing, cleansing our system, and let that out slowly from the mouth, along with no longer serving whatever. The way of being, the way of feeding, the way of behaving, the event, people, memory, anything that no longer serving you for the next or the future, here now. We choose to do so. And even if we don't know exactly what it is, but the feeling and well-being, just the intent to release, let go is sometimes the first step to create the difference. Ready? All right, let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go 2, 3. Hold it. So when you do so, just simply know that air intaking from the nose is connecting the air around you, around me, voila, in between us, the same air intaking and connecting as one. And through our individual physical presence, and let it out slowly, no longer serving, back to the universe on the same sky, so that we can feel the intaking good energy we share and come through us, and release no longer serving, to returning back to the universe, so that universe would help us cleanse and circulate more ideal to what we need, ideally conscious creation. Ready? Take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. The last one with the silence. Let us fully connect to the air incoming from the nose and to the lungs, to the stomach, and circulating inside of a body, and then let it out. No longer serving from the mouth. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is Juno Universe. Hope you are noticing the difference before and after. So today's focus I'd like to give using another 3 minutes here together is that we can choose to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer for the future. The idea is to here now moment. We can choose any moment to the changing point. One of these moments comes to us. We amazingly surrender to everything and energy of faith take place. Most of the cases, these are the moments in the crisis, any kind. However, without having the crisis situation environment, we can consciously choose to be the victim or prisoner of the past up to now from the memory that, as you remember from the 3 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old, teenagers, early adult age, and mid age, whatever the point that's still getting you as a traumatic experience, resonating to that conscious awareness or unaware self around the environment, the world around you, from that young you, which is quite different from current you, become aware or grow more experienced. Somehow that keep repeating that particular way of thinking that getting your attention and pulling it into the negative spiral. That's what the situation that we can choose to let go. And then the question will be, how? How is always come after as an byproduct of which to choose. And when we choose to use this energy for being the pioneer for the future, learn from that past experience and what we can use, learn in a useful, powerful, energizing way for creating the next from now on. And all that traumatic pain associated can be a stronger part, knowing that painful situation combination can be never be repeated by forgiving self and others and commit to never repeating as a pioneer, wiser, conscious creator of your experience for the future. I'd like to continue catch up on this focus at the second segment. So please come join the following that link at the description of your platform listening podcast. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. I see you at the next segment. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. I see you there. Click the link. Bye. Welcome back. So the focus of this week is we can choose to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of the future now. We have that system of memory in our brain, and it is still unsure scientifically how we recall that stored memory in our brain. Is that inside of our brain, or which part of our physiological location? However, that our memory is very unreliable. Perhaps our emotion, what we remember associated to that particular experience as a memory, memorable feeling of sensation, feeling of joy, excitement. And the rest of other details are very unreliable and easily get influenced. That's what we scientifically learned about our brain processing memory. So one of which is to recode document, describing the experience and to document. And we thought it was is quite different from a different point of our life path. Reviewing what we wrote is sometimes it really fresh to us because we are the creators, so close to our creation, and sometimes that too close, unable to see the broader view. That's natural for our creation. Just like it's impossible to see the forest being in the forest. So to be observed the forest, and then we must take ourselves out from the forest and see outside of that forest means that take a distance, any kind, to observe, take a look, what was happening, what is happening. That requires exercise like connecting and then observing, diving in and dedicating detail, and then see that broader view. When we can exercise in that way of seeing, and then the life can be a whole different experience. And knowing where you are, how you observe, what your view will be like, which view you are having, and then how open you are to see other views. And then that actually influences that past and present and future in a linear time concept of the experience that we memorize. Everything is happening here now at this present moment, past, present, and future, all happening here now at this point. It might be hard to understand that when we are so trained and disciplined to follow that linear time and exchanging the value by time as a way to calculate and evaluate that effort. However, that outside of that time, there is everything is here now. So being open to that things are happening here now at this moment, and when we resonate to what we are, not we want to, but we are, so that becoming that what we are reading and getting closer is to noticing what's around us as a magnetized to what we are is working as a mirror. So that can be used as an adjustment tool to notice that where you are outside of linear time concept, but what you are willing to be. So something that challenges to holding you from disallowing to that ideal openness, alignment, sense of self is that initiated from the past up to now, from the birth, starting of this life as an experience, and that sometimes is the sour experience and painful experience and feeling as unwanting to the responses or reactions or the surrounding environment gave to us, and we digest it as an not ideal, or we've been taught that it was not okay for someone else's convenience or value, that trained to be in that way as an a mind repeating the same pattern, that perhaps that holding you till now to removing and realigning to wholehearted sense of your wellness. So your job is to notice it and to replace it, adjust and alignment, knowing what wholeheartedly exciting and feels good to dedicate aligning and non-aligning element telling that that's not the direction that you must avoid. So including that past, review it and use it. However, that being a prisoner of the past is always the nasty part, negative, unwanting association, and being with that moment is like putting your hands on your throat, hard to breathe as in a prisoner. And who's gonna take that hands out from your throat is only you. So here is an opportunity that reminding we have choice, always have a choice that when you choose to give yourself a permission to allow your hands out from your throat, and then you're able to breathe deeper, more freely. The question is, are you allowing? Do you want to still stay in the past moment because of that particular person, a particular event, particular people? They are living their life, not your life. They showed up in your life, and you have a power to choose for your life to let them go, learn from it. And what do you want to have in your life? And let us take responsibility for our own creation, our own power and courage, and take the hands off from blocking from the past. Perhaps that it's still there isn't a scar that feeling shame to show or even to see by our own eyes. But sometimes consciously ready to see the scar from 10 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. Maybe the scar look completely different from here now, as You thought it would look like, feel like, experience might be different from the viewpoint here now as grown up you, wiser you, more aware you. So we can choose to be a prisoner of the past or a prisoner of the future. Now, this is June Universe. So I would like to give the intuitive reading for those requested personally. Today's pick is from a life path, life path. How you can request your own reading is that you can send me a private message over Facebook or Instagram or Twitter at June Universe, one word, June Universe, June, July, August, June, J-U-N-E, Universe, one word. And just tell me that reading request and give me a symbol, any kind of symbol that represent your life's curious matter, not someone else's, but yours, your love life or your career, your life path, your spirituality. And let me know that category. What is that symbol representing about your love life or life path? And then I'm going to pick your symbol here at this Ninja Intuitive podcast and using our together more oneness 3 minutes and deliver the insight for your bettering. And the insight will resonate into you. That's awesome. Take it. It's free for your use. And if it's non-resonating, that's fine. Please do not take it. I believe that you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. And it's always nice to have the another view from different angle. And without knowing your personal story, is the pure intuitive energy insight from my angle. So that if it's non-resonating, and that will help you to get closer to what you're looking for. At least that you said, no, this is not me. So that will help you removing that type of information is not non-resonance for your creation. That's the best for getting the information. You have a power to choose, and I'm here to help you become more aware of possibility and getting closer for a better choice for the next step. So that's what are all the purpose for here. And at the same time, me delivering the insight help us all to connect as one energy. And we need one another to be part of the something larger than ourselves as a human being. And that's the human gift that we can use to connect one another, regardless of the distance and physical and time. So the intentionally sending the energy, because everything is happening here now all of that time. And use that oneness, connected energy for your individual creation. And then listener, you also, that you can connect using that for your creation, supportive power. And at the same time, I would like you all listener to send a good thought to the reading requesters as if they are experiencing your perfect way. So that is so powerful to send a perfect experience to them. And at the same time, I would like you all listener to choose the feeling what you would like to feel at this moment using being part of this larger energy of oneness. Let's say that if you are in a challenging, stressful period, then you would like to feel blessed, relieved, or inspired, energized. That would be a good feeling to choose. Or if you are willing to be in a relationship, and then you may want to feel that love, openness, kindness, and bliss, that kind of feeling that you want to choose. And embody the feeling when you're listening, when I'm delivering the insight for this requesters. So when you send a good thought to the requester and then embodying the chosen feeling for yourself, being part of this oneness, energy return system of the universe is sending back to your energy, helping to make your intentional creation good feeling more powerful, being supportive universal energy of oneness. So that's how beautifully work as one, and everyone can get that benefit of doing, taking, being part of the own dedication, participation, and getting the benefit, giving and receiving, giving and receiving. That's so powerful. And then I truly appreciate to sharing this podcast to your friends or community so that we can connect more and then we get more power for one another. And that's what's so ideal. Expansion that my wish for this upcoming season. All right, so that's how we do for this intuitive reading. And mostly I provide that reading for a personal session over the last 15 years as an client session for charging, but here is community service. I would like to co-create the oneness energy, and one of the things that quickest for me to facilitate the energy is to bring in that intuitive insight. So that's what I am doing for providing that blind reading as an community service. So please take advantage of this free reading to just get the quick snapshot of what you're curious about. And sometimes it's the 3 minutes is a lot of information that you can get for where you are at this particular area of your life of conscious creation. All right. Excellent. So I would like to move to this 3 minutes reading, choosing the request from the category Life Path, setting the timer, 3 minutes. Here you go. And the first request is the mint, Life Path, mint. Here we go, mint. Okay. I'm getting the sense that your mind is very calm and connected to a heart chakra generosity. And I'm having the sense that you are at the very calm state currently. That feeling of clear communication, brilliant mind is coming in a very soon, 1 to 3 weeks from now on. That lots of ideas and work that you've done from this year so far, from the springtime up to a summertime, is now waiting for you to get clarity about, and feels like you've been postponing to do that, with the feeling of procrastination or denial associated with a little bit of a negative side of yourself, but know that that needed the time out to completely, as you forgot about what you created, was so close to you up to now. So now is the perfect time to do, to connect, to boost and updating that sense of self, self-esteem, realigning to the creative power and plug into the society as new you. I'm getting the sense that blessing and blessed and angels all around. It's so nice to have that natural flow around you because there is no effort I feel from you. Like working hard is totally against this current state that I'm seeing, but the abundance, peace and brilliance and trust to self and the growth in a balanced way and whole cosmic energy and earthy energy is in balance and just ideal and clean. So be confident to trust that right timing and moving on. You are not stopping or giving up or anything. No matter how other people are saying slow or what, but they don't know what you've been doing. Only you know. Then you trust and believe in yourself and take action as knowing that least resisting path and act it out. Good luck. I have a positive energy. Get going to end of this year. This is the mint category of life path. Ooh, I like this energy. This is a very mature, settled, and promising as an full swing of your goal around the end of this year. The next one is the paint. Paint. Here's the paint. 3 minutes. Okay, I am sensing that this unsureness of that ambiguity you've been feeling so frustrating. That's what I'm sensing. But feels like the peak was over and clearing that sense of brightness is coming around the mind. However, that still the physical, physiological creation looks like unsure and more connecting to, in a sense, negative from your point of view. Something that you can do is to, if you feel continuously in a way that you judging your creation and put something positive in a physical level that to make you excited about, accomplished about, the size doesn't matter, and write that up in that viewable, touchable, experienceable in a physical way, that to be recognized with other people, that could be fulfilling your hunger for a recognition at this point. That actually, that is not that so much important, but that's important to make you feel good and to not to punch in into your self-esteem as like, well, I am not good and I'm not enough, and in a sense of good hard work byproduct. So when you create something that recognized by other people in a physical level, that feed that news that would deposit to a more positive element to a total creation that you've been doing, and for years actually, that I'm getting the sense 7 years has been, and kind of frustrating and losing the trust to the life itself, and that is deserving some boost. And here is to focus on the small things to get recognition. Good luck. That I'm getting the sense using number 11 is a gateway to open. So use the 11 o'clock or day of the 11th as your way to start that shift for your spirit's sakes. Good luck. I'm sending love and healing to your creation. This is the paint category of life path. I'm getting the sense of, in case of you, paint, is that I feel you lost the hope in life somehow, and your priority is not to kick in yourself, but to find something that make you feel excited quickly, easily, and then in case for you is the physical recognition. Thanks for your request. Okay, so the next one here is the ring. Ring. Here's a 3 minute. Okay, I'm getting the sense that your particular this topic seems to be in the ending part of that challenging period. In the sense that because of that past several months, and this seems to be blossoming unexpected manner. I'm getting the sense that I feel you accepting as a natural part of the process, and but something is lacking. That's what I'm noticing. The feeling of loneliness or no one could understand, that's the illusion. And I have a person who is right next to you, observing as a supporter, giving the hand. But this person is very aware, wise person that really deeply admire your capability and personality and ability. And in the sense of good spirit, the human angel, in a sense that so never be feeling alone, no need to, and finding something that to entertain yourself and to being part of that activity. Any kind, ideally physical gathering would be the powerful way to do so. If it's not, some music or even to the past community, reconnecting to something that to remind you of exciting, fun, pure joy kind of memory, people. Places would help to massage in this period. When you getting out from this period at the end of this year, the flow will be different because the based on your initiation and dedication to grow in that things for your life is taking its own life. Here is the challenging point. So hang in here and to find a way to entertain yourself so that method might be useful and helpful for other people when you share as in what worked for you and what didn't, as in that life wisdom and the lessons. Good luck. This is the paint rain category of life path. Thank you for your request. So the next, I'd like to go quick. Is the wire. Wire, here is the 3 minutes wire. Okay. I'm getting the sense that your life is like being in the connecting, and one period and the next to the next to the next is to letting you know, alerting that this is the beginning and this is the time to end and begin again. And you're very conscious about what came to your path and what worked as you wished for, designed for, planned for. And here is sort of like observing that how you created that pattern of life in each area, as in a family, work, business, friendship, community, money, spiritual fulfillment. And such an expansion in extension of your life's dedication is creating abundance. That's what I'm seeing. That each dedication in each area of your life is creating a beautiful chain of necklace, the pattern that so originated by you for beautiful fitting to who you became at this point. And from now on, that this continue if you choose to continuously doing it. But you can choose to use that pattern for a different purpose also. It's up to you to use it for the purpose, and your maybe the focus and the purpose is different from now on. It feels like it was for family and what's for work, but now from your partner and for your wholehearted spiritual growth, something that you postponed it because your nature is to serve others first. And I'm feeling that you are getting into that new stage to change the purpose, more self-focusing, and feels very selfish some level. But actually, when you do that and that contribute to the society more in the larger scale and powerful way. Good luck. This is wire category of life path. I like this calmness and accomplishing the patterns that beautifully this person created. And I hope that you hope that this person can apply this to the next level with this beautiful pattern to expand their creative ex world around the reality that being created. All right. So the last one would be roof. Roof. Here's a 3 minutes life path. Roof. I'm getting the sense that this particular stage of your life path is providing the safety, However, it feels like not enough to you, and that is because comparing from what you created in the past, so that past experience feels significant than current here now, and that really putting your attention back into that ideal and complaining mode a little bit about this roof situation. I'm feeling that noticing that already have as a resource invisible, bring that into visible is the quickest and powerful way that you can realign your personal power and what you already created under the roof that you feel you accomplished in the past. The accomplishment is not disappeared here with in you in a different form. So recognizing that and to reconstructing that energy in the physical form would bring you fulfillment. Even you see the things, but you feel the difference. I'm getting the sense that you may need to light up the heart and view, to take a look around, candle to meditate, or to allow yourself to do something, see under the bright lighter light under the sun. Or the light that would I feel there is an avoidance, but now is the time to see, and I feel ready because this frustrating feeling is no longer healthy to carry within you. So I'm getting the sense that once you find that light within and reflected it as in a mirror, you notice an amazingly quickly coming back to that new you, aligning to that super smart, brilliant, blessing, abundance, sharp, profitable self that communicating way of thinking, idea dried out in the past, never die as a roses never dies. So that is the time to bring that into a presence as beautiful part of your creation here now, confidently, but you have the power. So I recommend you to light up your truth and admit that here now, and see brilliantly, openly, everything clearly with trust, removing fear of failure, trusting that self and your spirit knowingness. Good luck. I'm sending a healing and love to your trusting self. Good luck. Thanks for your request. This is roof category of life path. You can also request your personal reading by sending me a personal message through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at June Universe. June, JUNE Universe, one word. Symbol and the category of that reading. Look forward to intuiting your needs. So, how's your feeling, listener? You. So, let us take a long, deep breath before closing our gathering together here now. One, two, three. Thanks for joining. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. I'm truly appreciate your sharing, inviting your friend to join in us each week at Community of Oneness. Look forward to connecting and expanding with you. Until then, sending all my love and healing to your heart.